Gracious God, thank you that we can gather here this morning on Christmas Day to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Continue to be near us and guide us. Amen. Good morning and Merry Christmas to all of you. Thank you. We have gathered on this holy day to celebrate the birth of the baby Jesus. If you were here last night, you may have noticed this creche scene before me, and the baby Jesus was brought forward, and the scene is now set. Every piece of the creche is now here. Well, most of the cast, at least. The wise men will be coming in about 12 days, but I believe they still can be found over here. But those characters that have assembled, the shepherds, the cattle, the donkeys, the stable animals, along with Mary and Joseph, have gathered together to witness the birth of the Savior of the world. Not in a city with the powerful brokers of the world watching, but rather it's just the opposite. The Son of God wasn't even born in an enclosed room, but a drafty and dirty stable. That's the kind of God we serve, a God that is incarnate and dwells among us. A God not impressed by power or control, but rather a God who delights in the simple, ordinary experiences of most people. Jesus was born into humanity. He didn't descend from a cloud as a fully grown, psychologically competent adult. No, Christmas reminds us that Jesus was born. Born as a baby, as Reverend Robin mentioned last night, vulnerable, dependent on others, and a part of a family. And the experiences of the baby are relatively universal. They cry, they sleep, they eat, and they need their diapers changed. This is the incarnation of God living among you and me, living just as we are. So God incarnate, so Jesus also lives. In our gospel reading, John describes Jesus as the true light of the world, which enlightens everyone. Jesus is the light of the world. This mission of this church and of Christians across the theological spectrum is to bring the love and the light of the newborn child, the love and light of Jesus, into the world. We have been commissioned as God's ambassadors, as God's children of light, to be bearers of the light, to share our love and God's love flowing through us into the hearts and minds of people around us. Christmas is about God loving so much that God sent God's only Son to live and die for humanity. Christmas changes everything in our relationship with God. Once we allow the spirit of Christmas to get a hold of our hearts, our lives change. When we allow the light and love of God to change us, we find that sometimes we do things we don't expect. We might love people that we might not otherwise love. We might help people that we might not otherwise help. Because of this, every day, we have the opportunity each and every moment of our lives to bring light to someone else's. And our light reflects the true light, which is found in God and in the light.